Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hi, I'm a little bro. Good morning, Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. This is Sonny Varney from Franklin Park, Illinois, and I'm hoping there's still room for me on the new music train. Anyways, here are my picks. My first pick is Jared James Nichols. He's a singer and guitarist from Wisconsin. I describe his sound as heavy blues rock, hard rock. His latest album is called Louder Than Fate. And the song I'd like for you to play is called Ghost. My second pick is a brand new band called Lex Legion and their self-titled debut. This band is comprised of four-fifths of the King Diamond band, sans King Diamond. I would describe their sound. It's not as heavy as King Diamond. It's just more straight-ahead metal. And the song I like for you to play is called Sleep Eternally. Now, I have two honorable mention picks. I hope that's okay. My first honorable mention is the band Dartura 4 from Australia. Their latest album is called High on the Lowbrow. They describe their sound as psychedelia, boogie rock, blues, classic rock, all mixed together. And the song I like for to play is called A Fool's Gate. My second honorable mention pick is the band Taxi Girls from Montreal. Their latest album is called Static, and they describe their music as punk and roll. And the song I'd like to play is called Secret Handshake. As always, Jim, Patrick, interns, thanks for everything you do. Let's keep rocking the suburbs and listen to Suburbs Rock Radio. And until next month, goodbye for now.
Right, that was the Taxi Girls right there, A Secret Handshake. Thank you, Sonny, for your picks from June 2026. And let me just say this, there's always room for Sonny on the new music train. Make no mistake about that. Thanks to everybody who contributed to new music this month. Really appreciate it. We had some great picks. You can always go back and hear these episodes if you missed them. Just go to suburbspod.com. All the episodes are available there, as well as your favorite streaming platform. I just want to say that we're going to launch a little bit of a new feature, and it may not occur every single month, but what I thought I'd do is look through the reissues that were released in the month of new music we are focusing on and see if there's anything interesting to tell folks about. And I found one from June. This is a record, a compilation that was released on June 26th on the esteemed Cherry Red Records label. And it's called Armageddon Time, When Punk Met Dub, 1978 to 1984. And let me read the description here from the Cherry Records website about this three-disc set. In the wake of punk rock, as artists began to express their eclectic tastes and broaden their sound palettes in ways unimaginable just a few years before, the scene's love affair with Jamaican reggae and dub blossomed. The resulting crossover saw punk rock groups begin to adopt dub rhythms and production techniques, and established reggae and dub producers began to work with punk rock bands. Oozing liquid analog echo, sparse reverb-laden vocals, heavy-duty bass lines, and laid-back rhythms, Armageddon Time journeys into the dub-punk crossover in the UK and further afield, bringing together raincoat-adorned working-class bands, Jamaican producers, British reggae pioneers, die-hard punks, and London-based future dub exponents in an unlikely sound clash adventure across three CDs. Okay, so there was a movement in Britain, especially amongst the punk rockers, that they were into the principles and the recording techniques and, of course, the music from reggae bands. And there were a lot of reggae artists living in London at that time. And there was a key incident that took place without going into an entire history lesson here, which I'm sometimes prone to do. I'll try to keep it short. In July of 1977, there was a DJ on Capitol Run Radio named Tommy Vance, and he invited John Lydon, formerly Johnny Rotten, to come on the show for an interview and also to pick records to play. And he did so. John Lydon accepted that invitation. And what was amazing is that he played not just punk rock, or not very much at all, and he didn't play a Stooges record or the New York Dolls or anything. The records highlighted his eclectic musical tastes and his open mind about all kinds of music. He played reggae, he played folk, he played soul, he played old-time rock and roll, played avant-garde records. It was just really wild, and it opened, I think, a lot of followers of the scene of punk rock and others to reggae music and being open-minded. And reggae was everywhere. And, you know, within a year or so, there were all these bands that were doing experiments with the heavy-duty bass of dub and messing around with reggae production and things like that. Now, if you're not familiar with dub, generally dub consists of remixing existing recordings by manipulating the original. A lot of times the reggae singles that would come out would have the hit song on A side, and on the B side would be a dub version of that song. One reason they didn't have to write and record another song, and then the producer played a big part in taking out a lot of times instruments you might consider essential, like guitars and piano, and they would fade the vocals in and out and focus on the pulsing, oozing kind of a bass sound. And there's also a heavy layer of studio effects like delay and reverb. And often these things sound like a ghost of the original track, but they also possess this power and logic once you're in it, once you're immersed in what dub is and the feel and the flow of the record. You really start to feel what's trying to happen. And it's a totally different thing. And I think it takes a while, but I thought I would point this out to our audience, because I know a lot of our listeners like to try new things. And if you've never listened to dub, it's definitely different. Listen to the bands that are on this record and some of the groups that have given it a try, this dub stuff, and were really into it. Of course, John Lydon's Public Image Limited definitely had a heavy dub influence as well. On this record, Alternative TV, XTC is on this record, the pop group, the members, there's Public Image Limited, the great singer-rapper Dillinger, The Slits, The Clash, of course, whose song the album takes its title from, The Stiff Little Fingers, The Ruts, who are a great band, The Specials, The Basement Five, Lyndon Kwesi Johnson, The Jam, do something called Pop Art Poem, The Selector. The Thompson Twins, believe it or not, are on this record with a song called A Dub Product, UB40, which would make a lot of sense. The Mothmen, The Boomtown Rats, A Certain Ratio, a weird group that I like called The Jazz Insects. Mad Professor is on here, Mark Stewart and the Mafia, Bad Manners, and 23 Skidoo as well. So there's all kinds of punk and post-punk stalwarts, even new wave bands that are doing this kind of thing. And I think it's something you might enjoy. I would encourage you to sample some of these tracks before you maybe go out and spend the money on a 3D set, because it's, like I said, it's a little bit different. But I hope you do it. I hope you sample it. And I wanted to point out this very interesting reissue that came out in June of 2026. And why don't we go out with hearing a little bit of XTC's dub experiment called Super Tough. And with that, thanks again to everybody who contributed to new music, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Unlikely sound clash, an unlikely sound clash, an unlikely sound clash, an unlikely sound clash, unlikely sound clash, unlikely sound clash, unlikely sound clash, unlikely sound clash.